KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 56 degrees right now in Atlantic, and we look for a chance for isolated showers this morning and then again late this afternoon, otherwise a partly cloudy sky, high around 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the National Transportation Safety Board says crew fatigue is the probable cause of a deadly train collision in Southwest Iowa. A Burlington Northern Santa Fe coal train slammed into a standing BNSF train near Red Oak on April 17th of 2011. The coal train's conductor, Patricia Trish Hyatt, and engineer Tom Anderson, both of Creston, died in that crash. The NTSB said Tuesday that both crew members had fallen asleep. Officials say Hyatt and Anderson also failed to comply with a signal requiring them to operate at a restricted speed and stop short of the standing train. NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Hersman said the investigation draws attention to the dangers of human fatigue. The board said other factors contributed to the accident, including the absence of a system that identifies the rear of a train and stops the approaching train if a safe braking profile is exceeded. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
Internet giant Google announced yesterday that the company is building its second data center in Council Bluffs. Google employees were joined by Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannifin, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds at the groundbreaking ceremony. The $300 million data center will create at least 50 jobs. Mayor Hannifin said Google's investment has created new opportunities for Western Iowa.
We set out for an opportunity to change our community and our area and improve the situation in the state of Iowa with a lot of cooperation from the state. And the idea was we have to look to the future. You know, what we've had in the past and what we're going to have in the future is going to change. And Google's helped change the course of Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County and the state of Iowa.
Governor Branstad says projects such as Google's data centers make Iowa a leader in the global marketplace.
Obviously, this is an area that we're excited about. Renewable energy, biosciences, agribusiness, insurance and financial services, advanced manufacturing, and information solutions. These are all areas that we see additional growth occurring.
Google opened its first data center in Council Bluffs 4 years ago at a cost of $600 million, bringing the company's total investment in Iowa to $900 million. The new data center will house infrastructure that supports Google's Mail and Maps programs, as well as other new products. No injuries were reported following an accident Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County about 6 miles south of Red Oak. Sheriff's officials say they received word of the car versus truck crash at the intersection of Highway 48 and 250th Street at around 12:10 p.m. An investigation revealed a 2005 Chevy Cavalier owned by Leo Manuel Martinez Jr. of Emerson and driven by 20-year-old Effie Elizabeth Armstrong of Emerson was traveling north on Highway 48. A 1992 International 4000 series truck owned and driven by 69-year-old Neil Frederick Curry of Villisca was turning left onto the highway from 250th, and as he did so, the truck hit the driver's side center of the Martinez vehicle, causing the car to go out of control and spin into the west ditch. The vehicle sustained $4,000 damage. Curry was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. An accident at 2nd and Locust in Atlantic Monday afternoon caused $8,500 damage, but no injuries. The Atlantic Police said Tuesday vehicles driven by Dylan Christensen and Philip Hetrick, both of Atlantic, collided at around 1:35 p.m. as Christensen was heading eastbound on 2nd and Hetrick was traveling west. Officials say when Christensen attempted to make a left turn onto Locust, his vehicle struck Hetrick's vehicle on the driver's side door. Christensen was cited for failure to yield upon making a left turn. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said a Crescent man was injured when the motorcycle he was riding slammed into a car Monday evening about 2 miles southwest of McClelland. Sheriff Jeff Danker said 38-year-old Chad Mayberry was transported to a Council Bluffs hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries following the crash at around 5:30 p.m. on Honeysuckle Road near McClelland Avenue. Danker said Mayberry was traveling east on Honeysuckle at around 60 miles per hour in a posted 35 zone. When he came over the top of the hill, the cycle hit one of two vehicles which were stopped on the road before veering into the south ditch and coming to rest. The driver of the car Mayberry hit, 47-year-old Robert Herchard of Omaha, was not injured. An investigation revealed the cycle had allegedly been stolen out of Omaha. Mayberry was cited for failure to maintain control, excessive speed, driving while barred, and driving without insurance. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Francis Keaton, age 90, of Redfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Francis Keaton will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Francis Elias, age 81, of Carlisle and formerly of Persia, died Thursday, or rather Saturday, I should say. Funeral services for Francis Elias will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Persia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Vera Maxine Morrison, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Morrison will be on this afternoon at 1:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Norma Jean Southman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Southman will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Arlie Wigton Foley, age 94, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Foley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Norma Alice Wiedemeyer Nord, age 88, formerly of Adair, died April 16th. A memorial service for Norma Wiedemeyer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred Betts, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Jeannie Nancaro, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeannie Nancaro will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Worcester, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Worcester will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. And Leona Groves, age 97, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Leona Groves are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.